So when you see someone posting daily, running weekly challenges, sending newsletters, hosting podcasts, you might think that you need to do it all immediately. But what you don't think about is that that person probably started with just one platform and one piece of content per week. And they built their routine gradually from there, adding elements according to their capacity and as their systems and support grew. Hello and welcome to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm your host, Nikki Hutchison, and I'm delighted you're here. Recently at Marketing Mondays, Kate asked me a brilliant question. Nikki, how do I build a marketing routine that I will actually stick to? And honestly, the Zoom chat lit up because we've all been there. Kate's question got me thinking though about all the service-based business owners I work with who know they need to market consistently and yet keep falling off the wagon. They'll have a burst of energy, post every day for a fortnight, and then disappear for a month because they feel burnt out. So there's something I want you to take on board. Every successful business owner I work with has one thing in common. They make marketing a non-negotiable part of their week. Not something they squeeze in when they remember, but something that's scheduled and protected like any other important business activity. So today I'm going to share exactly how to build a marketing routine that sticks. One you can maintain even when you're juggling clients, family, and everything else that life throws at us these days. More importantly, though, I'm going to show you how to scale this routine as your business grows as well. By the end of today's episode, you'll have a clear framework for making marketing as automatic as checking your emails. Because the reality is that without consistent marketing, you're always one quiet month away from panic. Before we dive in, if you're not already part of our Marketing Mondays community, you're definitely missing out on exactly this kind of practical advice and guidance. Every Monday at 9 a.m. UK time, we meet on Zoom to work through real marketing challenges like Kate's. It's become a real highlight of my week, helping business owners market their businesses better in real time. Head to nikkihutchison.com/Mondays to join us. It's the perfect starting point for your weekly marketing routine. Now, let's tackle today's question properly. The real problem is that you're building your business on shaky ground. Let's address then why most marketing routines fail. It's not because you're lazy, and it's not because you don't always know what to do. The problem is that most people try and copy what really hugely successful entrepreneurs are doing now, without bearing in mind the fact that those entrepreneurs built up to that level of marketing systematically and over time. So when you see someone posting daily, running weekly challenges, sending newsletters, hosting podcasts, you might think that you need to do it all immediately. But what you don't think about is that that person probably started with just one platform and one piece of content per week. And they built their routine gradually from there, adding elements according to their capacity and as their systems and support grew. So now they likely have a team of copywriters, video editors, designers, social media managers, community managers, supporting them to create and publish content at the level at which they are now operating. So you're comparing your solo efforts to their team production. And the other issue I see regularly is people treating marketing like a nice to have rather than a business essential. Marketing isn't separate from your business. It is your business engine. Without it, you're relying on hope, referrals, and crossed fingers that somebody will find you. Every client who's gone from overlooked to fully booked has experienced this same mindset shift. They've stopped seeing marketing as something extra and started seeing it as fundamental business infrastructure. So, having worked in this industry for my entire career and with thousands of small business owners, there's no one-size-fits-all marketing routine. Your commitment needs to match your business stage and your current capacity. I use a three-tiered approach that lets you start where you're at and scale up strategically. Stage one is minimum viable marketing. This should account for 2 to 3 hours of your weekly routine. And it's for when you're just starting out. You're likely to be feeling completely overwhelmed. Or maybe you're just going through a particularly busy period. Just under half a day a week is the absolute minimum that will keep your business viable and moving forward. And I don't mean doing it all at once. This approach will help you maintain your presence rather than grow aggressively. Then foundation level marketing. This is where we increase things to 4 to 5 hours a week. And this is where most established service-based businesses should operate. It's enough time to create quality content, engage meaningfully with your audience, and build those relationships that convert into clients. Then for really aspirational entrepreneurs, it's about growth-focused marketing. And this is an absolute minimum of a day a week. When you're ready to scale, when you have systems in place, or when you're launching something significant, marketing needs to become a daily practice. So I don't mean that you need to sit down every single day and create content from scratch. Much of this work can be batched into longer sessions, but this volume of marketing activity needs to be completed and distributed across the week, because this is where real momentum happens. But here's the crucial part. These tiers are flexible based on your current situation. So when you're rushed off your feet with client work, you might drop to minimum viable marketing level for a few weeks. When things are quieter again, you can amp up to foundation or growth marketing level. But, and this is your basic non-negotiable, you never stop completely. Even when you're at your busiest, you must maintain some marketing presence, because if you don't, you'll soon find yourself quiet with no pipeline to fall back on. Don't learn this the hard way. It's a vicious cycle, but it's completely avoidable. So let's talk about how to build your routine. And here I take a 3-block system. Regardless of which tier you're operating at, I recommend structuring your marketing time into 3 focused blocks. This prevents you from sitting down to do marketing and ending up tweaking your about page for hours on end. Guilty? Okay, block 1, strategy and planning. Here's where you review what's working, plan your content themes, check your metrics, and make strategic decisions. For minimum viable level, this might be 30 minutes weekly. For growth focused, it could be 30 minutes daily. The key is about being intentional with this time. Ask yourself, what do I need to sell this month? What marketing activities will support that goal? What's working well that I should do more of? And what can I remove? A client messaged me this week and said, "Your super skill is marketing, but getting sales through marketing. So thank you." And that made me happy, because I firmly believe that marketing and sales must be combined if you want to create a financially sustainable business. Block 2 then is content creation. This is your focus creation time, writing, designing, recording, whatever format you're using. The mistake most people make is trying to create content on the fly. Instead, I recommend you try batching this work into dedicated time blocks. At minimum viable level, you might create 1 week's worth of content in one sitting. At growth level, you might have daily content creation sessions where you're always working ahead of your publishing schedule. And block 3 is connection and engagement. This is often the block that people skip, but it's crucial for building relationships that convert to business. This includes responding to comments, engaging with potential clients' content, following up on leads, and nurturing your existing network. Try to remember that you're building relationships and that content without connection is just broadcasting. It's when the conversations begin that the real magic and results start to happen. So, how do we actually make this routine stick when life gets chaotic? First, schedule it in like you would any important business meeting. Block out your marketing time in your calendar and protect it fiercely. I've had so many clients who've transformed their businesses simply by treating their weekly marketing session as seriously as they treat client calls. I can't stress this enough. This is a non-negotiable if you actually want consistent growth. Second, start smaller than you think you need to. If you're currently doing no consistent marketing, don't jump straight to the growth tier. Start with minimum viable and prove to yourself that you can stick to it for a month before adding anything else in. And thirdly, prepare for the inevitable disruptions. Some weeks will be chaos, and that's okay. Have a backup plan. Maybe it's simply posting 1 piece of content and engaging for 10 minutes. But you maintain that habit even if you can't hit your full routine. The key is to build the habit first and then scale the commitment. As your business develops, your marketing routine should evolve too. This isn't about adding in more busy work. It's about strategic expansion to support your growth goals. And when you're ready to move from minimum viable to foundation level, consider adding a second content platform, weekly email newsletters, or more intentional networking and collaborating. Moving from foundation to growth level might then include increasing your social media presence to daily, regular video or audio content like a weekly podcast or YouTube show, or daily Instagram stories. Speaking opportunities or guest appearances, a vital way to increase your visibility. And more sophisticated lead generation systems. Systems and trackers to make sure leads are always flowing into your business and nobody is slipping through the cracks. The progression should feel natural, not overwhelming, and you need to master each tier before moving on to the next. I'm going to share with you a practical framework you can implement straight away, regardless of which tier you're starting at. Choose one day of the week to be your primary marketing day. For many of my clients, this is a Monday, or even just the morning if that's all you can squeeze in. It sets the tone for the week and ensures that marketing happens before other priorities take over. During this session, I recommend you do the following. Review last week's performance, marketing and sales. Plan the week ahead, marketing and sales. Create your core content for the week. Schedule as much as possible in advance or set timers and reminders to do anything that needs done in the moment throughout the week. I have reminders set to send out my Marketing Mondays email, amongst other things, because that's sent out on a Sunday when I wouldn't usually be working on my business. And set aside time for daily engagement. This approach works because it front loads the strategic thinking and main content creation work, leaving just routine, maintenance, and connection tasks for busy days. If you're just starting out, your power session might be 90 minutes. If you're at growth level, it could be 2 to 3 hours or more. The key is consistency, not perfection. Now it's time for a moment of brutal honesty. Building a marketing routine isn't always fun. Some days you won't feel like posting, or you can't face recording a video. Some weeks you'll question whether it's making any difference. But every single successful business owner I know has pushed through these moments and made marketing non-negotiable. They understand that marketing is an investment in their future, not simply a task to tick off. The businesses that struggle, on the other hand, are the ones that market sporadically. When they remember, when they feel inspired, or when they're desperate for clients. That's not marketing, that's panic posting. Your marketing routine is ultimately what stands between you and those quiet, panicky months when you're wondering where your next sale will come from. So now it's time for action steps, and here's what I want you to do this week. First, choose your tier. Be honest about your current capacity and business stage. It's better to commit to minimum viable and stick to it than to aim for growth level and fail fast. Second, block out your marketing time in your calendar right now. Treat it with the same respect you'd give a paying client. And third, decide on your three blocks. When will you do strategy, creation, and connection? Even if it's simply 20 minutes for each block initially. And fourth, commit to this routine for a month. Don't judge the results after a week. Give it time to build momentum. And remember, this is about building a foundation you can scale from, not limiting your potential. Every successful marketing strategy I've seen started with consistent basics, then built strategically from there. If you want hands-on support creating and implementing this routine, join me at Marketing Mondays. This is where we work through exactly these kinds of practical challenges together, and you'll be amazed how much easier it is when you're not doing it alone. Head to nikkihutchison.com/Mondays to join our community. Thanks for tuning in to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm Nikki Hutchison, and I'll be back again next Friday at 7 a.m. with more actionable marketing strategies to help your business become fully booked. Until then, remember, marketing is not optional if you want a thriving business, but it can be manageable, sustainable, and yes, even enjoyable when you approach it strategically. Until next time, take care and keep marketing.